You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah! Man, we're back again. It's been a while.
It's been a few weeks.
But we've been serving you up some interviews and some tasty noogs.
Some noogs, some nugs, some nuggets of justice.
This is Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number
126.
Damn. Ooh.
What's going on, man? 2018's almost coming to a close. I've been thinking a lot about what my favorite albums of the year are. I've kind of been doing that thing where I'm making playlists on my personal Spotify where I'm just like, I'm putting an entire album because I'm looking through all these lists. I got the new Decibel magazine. I got all these
The other lists are starting to pop up.
Yeah,
too.
Things you should check out. I'm like, oh crap, I didn't listen to this. Listen to them, kind of evaluate it. Anyways, this show is Metal Shop's Backstage Press. My name is Kevin Deers.
Yo, I'm Ian Reese.
I'm the beard.
That's Ryan the goddamn beard.
But I think we're going to relieve Ryan the beard right now because he actually has to relieve himself.
Yeah, you
got to
go drop a doo-doo.
Exactly.
We've been doing a little behind-the-scenes stuff. No, Ryan, hold on. No.
No, don't.
Ryan.
Don't stop me.
You got to turtle head it for a minute.
I'm groundhog, Ryan. Dog.
Another 5 minutes, please.
5 minutes, man.
I gotta dump out.
All right, get out of here.
Let me dump out.
All right, you dump out.
Oh, I can see it coming out of his sweatpants. Yeah. Ah, get out of here. Oh, it's hairy. It has its own little beard.
Christ, that's disgusting.
His turd has a beard. Ian, what's going on, man?
How's
the health?
I'm doing all right, man. I f***ed my shit up again this
again.
Week.
Again.
I bounced my head off of my my bandmate's pedal board off the ground and sat there and bled out for 20 minutes. There's a sweet, it's pretty metal, actually. Big old blood stain on the floor of our band practice space. So I also have to clean my blood off of his pedals at some point here. So whatever, man. I'm feeling good, though. My girlfriend comes back this week.
That's awesome. You haven't seen her in like a year?
It's been about a year. It's been over
the
a year.
The ultimate release?
Jesus Christ. I mean,
the release of hugs is what I'm talking about. And hugs
and kisses
and,
man.
And some cuddles.
Some affection,
She'll get to see Milton. By the way, the person that I was trying to think of the other day that I saw at Trader Joe's in the U District friends with you is named Michelle. She's the sister of a guy named Deech?
Deech!
Something like that? In California?
Michelle, she was in that band Witch Burner? What was it? Not Witch Burn. Hearse Burner. She was a singer in that band for a while. So she's part of the metal scene. Yeah.
Cool.
So she knows what's up.
That's awesome. Yeah. So she lives in California, right?
Yeah, he lives in California. Hopefully you get to see him this year. She's the one who used to not snitch on us for smoking weed when we were kids.
Shout out to her.
Her dad's a cop. So thanks for keeping it on the DL there, Michelle. That's cool though. I'm glad you're
here. And let me get some of them chocolatey pretzels. Those are good.
Okay, cool.
And Trader Jose's tortillas.
Well, as long as they're not Ryan the Beard's hairy butt and chocolates.
Hairy turds.
Yeah. All right,
I can't believe his turd has a beard.
Can you really not believe that? I fully believe that. But anyway, thanks for listening back into us after all this time.
Ian,
we're back.
We gotta do this, man. In the next few weeks or so, while everyone's thinking about holidays and all that, we have to sit down and have the monumental task of choosing the top 30 albums of 2018. Obviously, we're not gonna talk about all of them here,
right.
But I'm wondering, like, if I were to just ask you, like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be metal. Are there any albums that really stuck out to you this year as, like, your favorite that you've just been going back to over and over?
Albums that I've been really, really stoked. I love that. I mean, it was late last year. I love the band Arms Aloft. It's no secret, not necessarily metal, but that was late last year. I kind of love that.
Doesn't count as 2018.
Whatever. That said, though, the first one that comes off my mind, like, dude, that new Judas Priest Firepower record.
Yeah.
God damn, that is a return to form.
I couldn't believe that got number 5 in Decibel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, man.
And man, there's so many, but you're putting me on the spot. That said, though, I kind of do like the way that you and we have been doing this, where we kind of add up all of, like, we take a look through the Metal Shop playlists over the year and kind of, like, do a tally of, like, because that makes it a more accurate, like, Metal Shop top 30 of bands we actually played, throughout the course of the year. But that, like you said, there are always a few that we not necessarily missed.
Yeah.
Just didn't give the proper time of day, I guess, would be the best way to say that. So we do. We got some thinking to do, man.
So a few things.
What about you?
I've been jamming lately. I've been jamming the new Drug Church record, which is not metal at all. That is like some kind of melodic hardcore-ish Yeah, just kind of melodic hardcore meets like kind of Discord record style. Un put out an incredible record this year. If you like melodic funeral doom, their album's called Sentiment. And there's a band that is called Beach Rats. Have you heard Beach Rats?
No.
It's members of Bouncing Souls.
Wow.
Dude that was in Minor Threat and Bad Religion. What's his name?
Brian Baker.
Brian Baker, yeah, and the singer of Lifetime.
Yeah, he was also in... No shit. Are you serious? Yeah, he was in Dag Nasty, too.
It's Ari from Lifetime doing...
Damn,
and
dude.
It's the Bouncing Souls, Ari from Lifetime, and
how did I not know about
and
this
And they're
already?
On Bridge 9.
God damn. All right.
They're called Beach Rats. They're a Jersey band.
Oh, the one...
Five songs on...
I need to get on that. The one that I feel the need to... Before we take up too much time, the new Memoriam record.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Bolt Thrower, redo band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that I'm really looking forward to putting together that... It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one this year.
Also, shout out to a couple projects that we've been digging. Wake of Humanity put out a new record this year.
Yeah.
Our man Brian put out a fucking killer Mortuary Punishment.
Yep.
It's like Death Doom. And then our man Brian, also formerly of Zabalba, Little Brian, he's doing a band called Born Sinner out in New York. They just put out a demo. And the new Gouge Away Burnt Sugar is a fucking killer record.
We could keep going on.
Dude, there's been so many great records. And like, the thing is
it's a good problem to have.
A lot of people, you know, they're not stoked on streaming apps and stuff like that. For me personally, just as someone who has to constantly have my finger on the pulse, I love the fact that every Friday I can check out every brand new release.
Yeah.
It's helpful. And,
you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
It's a good way, because, dude, we're so oversaturated is a term that I use loosely, but there are just so many options of so many records to find at any given time that sometimes it's nice to have it kind of served up to you.
Most
on a weekly basis like that.
And the fact of the matter is like, we might not be paying as much for the albums, but if you have a streaming app, they've pretty much deleted illegal downloading.
Yeah.
Like, illegal downloading doesn't really exist anymore, because people will just, instead of leaking something, people will just wait until Friday to hear it.
And then just
because they
to
have
it.
The app. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, which then, turn it around, it looks good for the bands, too, because the stream counts are up.
Yeah.
Play counts are up, makes them look good for, you know, potential labels or, you know, tour package, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
But. And bands, I mean, all that stuff factors in. Streams do factor into RIAA stuff or billboards and whatnot. And
right. And, you know, I'm still looking forward to them kind of like correctly putting a reflection back on that. Because I think what it used to be, and I think it still is, 1,000 plays equals one sale, which is kind of a lot. But, you know, that's why you got to... Get your name out there. So
King Nine, the band on the hardcore band that's on Closed Casket Activities, they were on the Billboard in the last week.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, people still, you know, it counts. I don't know.
It does. All right.
I guess it's kind of an amorphous conversation. You know, it's always changing.
It's just an interesting time we live in. That said, let's get into a little bit of news here. Metal Shops,
not just opinions,
fans.
Actual news.
So there's a couple of things we're going to touch on here, and so you can check these out as the weeks come up. Terror, a band that we've always been fans of, allegedly from L.A., also from New York, also from the Midwest. They're kind of, you know, like Frankenstein of bands put together. They just announced a North American and European tour, not coming to Seattle, unfortunately. I'm sure they'll be back, though, at some time in 2019, but they are going on that Hatebreed Obituary 25th anniversary to Hatebreed tour.
My bastards.
Which is not coming here, but they got a new record out or a new video for their song Total Retaliation, which is probably going to be on my top 30. I don't know. This band, it's not one of those bands that can't do wrong, but they always seem to do a little right. You know what I mean? How good was that At the Gates Behemoth show?
Holy shit.
A couple weeks ago.
Goddamn, At the Gates just gets better with age, like a fine wine or cheese or Ryan's butt hair.
His groundhog nugget that he's popping out right now.
At the Gates, man, they sounded incredible. It was Behemoth, Wolves in the Throne. I miss Wolves in the Throne Room, but At the Gates was incredible. Behemoth, what a show. Holy f***.
And if you're a nerd, a record nerd, record collector nerd, you're going to want to get on this tip. January 11th. At the Gates is going to be releasing a strictly limited 7-inch EP called The Mirror Black. And it's got two songs on it, The Mirror Black featuring Rob Miller and Daggers of Black Haze, which I think both are on the album To Drink from the Night Itself. But just tossing that out there, if you're a record collector, put that on your radar, because that's one you're going to want to grab a hold of.
We were talking about nerds. Not necessarily record nerds, but certainly nerds will enjoy this one. Rhapsody of Fire is coming out with a new album on February 22nd on AFM Records. The new album is called The Eighth Mountain, and they just premiered a new lyric video.
Yeah.
So I think we can, get away with like 15 seconds of this?
Let's play a second of it. Let's
play a few seconds.
Come on back in here, Butt Nugget. Come on in here, Ryan.
We're listening to Rhapsody of Fire, so...
Give us some...
Oh, you need to go back to the bathroom now? You need to again?
Yeah. Rhapsody of Fire gives me that.
Sounds
feeling.
Like Rhapsody of Fire.
Yeah.
All right, let's not get sued. Turn it down. Yeah!
But it's pretty tight. What I will do... Let me skip like halfway in so you can kind of...
Okay,
double bass.
There we go.
All right, cool.
I'm two-stepping.
There's a Rhapsody of Fire, brand new one from them. Oh, yeah, I mean, we're talking about records that are coming out in 2019 now. That's where we're at.
Hello, Blake Judd. Do you have my money?
So that's the question, and we didn't get to talk about this off-air. Did we in 86 knock Misty?
Nah, they were just sketchy, dude.
No, because
he stole everyone's money.
No, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, we
okay,
did.
Okay, cool. Well, we could talk about it. We didn't have to play it. Thing is, though, this new knock Misty song, pretty f***ing good.
Is it?
Actually, I
bet it is, man. They're a good band.
It's pretty good. So that album just came out this week, Resilient, or EP. Knock Mystium, the f***ing pair that band has are just
to
Blake.
Come back.
Why would you do that? Like, how do you expect not to just have like 10 f***ing dudes or people or anybody standing outside of any given show you play going, hey, where's my $40 f***ing, man?
My favorite Knock Mystium t-shirt of all time, when there were a lot of people that were throwing around the belief that Knock Mystium were Nazis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They came out with a t-shirt that said, white powder, not white power.
Yeah, he just loves the coke, man.
And he just loves drugs.
He just likes drugs. And at this point, like, we all know. So if
Ryan's
you're gonna...
like, I'm out of this conversation, guys.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Hey. Yeah, thanks, dude.
Hey.
Yeah, I really added a lot to that one.
I need you, Ryan. Get the f- back in here, man.
Suck it, dude.
This is the one that I need your help with. This is the one. So okay.
Where are you going, dude?
Let's grab my headphones. Hey. I gotta hear this.
2 weeks from today, which will be December 14th. It's a Saturday. In Flames, gonna be dropping the new song. Remember Kevin's brainchild, Making Flames Great Again?
Making Flames Great Again. Wow, that Making Flames Great Again really worked.
And it didn't work. So that said, we have 20 seconds. Ryan, have you heard this yet?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. We're just going to play right now. I want to get your reactions. This is just a teaser. Came out this week. And then in 2 weeks from today, we'll have the entire song for you. But check this out. Here. See what...
And then the weird chorus starts.
Yeah. See, that's what I was waiting for. Because, like, all right, even the In Flames records that I haven't liked all that much have had some good riffs, but then they go into these big, huge choruses that just bum me out so hard.
I know, you love the singies.
And they've just been going further and further down that road, and that was a good riff. I have high hopes. But I just know there's going to be something after it that's just going to make me so sad.
Well, we'll find out in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, something to look forward to, potentially. Whatever. Anyway, let's go over to Greece. Black metal veterans. Rotting Christ. While we're talking about 2019 releases. I don't know what's up with that In Flames. That's just a song that'll be out on December 14th.
I'm always excited.
Yeah. So
I'm always ready.
We'll look forward.
I'm not half-mast.
Your PP up. The Heretics.
Could go either way.
Rotting Christ, Seasons of Mist, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. What are you gurgling down over there? Oh, okay, cool. Just checking. Fire, God, and Fear. Let's just hit a little preview of this. What I got to play this, and I'm just going to jump in the middle of it so you can kind of get the feel for it. Okay. Sounds like Rotting Christ.
I'm into it, dude.
So that'll be coming out in February. Something else to look forward to. Get it for your sweetie. Pre-order that, bitch.
Graf Orlok, or Gorlok for short, is a cinema theme, cinema grind band. They are like action horror movie themed. They're awesome, and it's good to see them coming out with new music. They have a new album that hits stores December 7th via Vitriol Records. They always have some really, really wild packaging. This is not a band that just throws something out with like some basic cover, et cetera, et cetera. They have like records that form a boombox. They have records that pop out at you like a face hugger.
Like Alien, yep.
Yep. But they have a new song called Alternative Route to Mexico.
This is from Logan.
Nice.
From Marvel.
The album is Examination of Violent Cinema Volume 1 on Vitriol Records, December 7th. Let's check out some Gorlok, all right?
At least, the very least, just the sound clips. So check this one out, right?
You read these in your spare time? You do know they're all bull, right? I mean, maybe a quarter of it happened, and not like this. In the real world, people die, and no self-promoting ass in a fucking leotard can stop it. This is ice cream for bedwet.
Talking shit about X-Men. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, man.
Cool.
So there you go. Some cinema
grind. Sounds a little different. Sounds a little bit cleaner. Do they have a new singer?
I don't think so.
Huh.
It's the same guy, so.
Cool.
That'll be coming out actually pretty soon here. In fact, there's no release date, so we'll have to give you an
January 7th, bro.
January 7th, next week. One week from today. All right, cool. Boom. Boom. Carcass going back in the studio.
Good. I hope they stay there. More Carcass albums all the time.
You hope they stay there and never come out?
Just more Carcass music.
I mean, it's been 2013. Surgical Steel was a great, great record.
It was the album of the year, dude.
Yeah, back then.
And they came out with that EP.
Yep. So it's going to be the first album with the new guitar player, Tom Draper, from Angel Witch, which I didn't even realize, you know. He's an Angel Witch.
Singer of At the Gates had an Angel Witch shirt on the other night.
Yeah. So look forward to the new Carcass record. They said it's going to be coming out sometime in 2019. So look forward to new Carcass sometime next year. The bass player from Accept quit this week.
Yeah, man. You want me to read the little statement?
Yes.
He is a founding member of Accept. I mean, this band has been going on and on and on.
40 years.
They've had many, many different members, but he has been one of the constants. He said, to all Accept fans, I hereby like to announce my departure as bass player from Accept. I've been with the band from the very beginning. Many of you have been there as well. I'd like to thank you all for the great years we shared together. Keep it metal. You know what I like about that? No drama.
Yep. It's a
guys, thank you very much. Yes. I'm out of here.
Yes.
I'm moving on. The band rocks. Bye-bye.
Yep. So earlier this, way earlier this year, Symphonic Terror live at Vach in 2017. So if you're hurting for some new Accept, you can check out the live stuff there. Definitely one of those bands that had a comeback, very successful comeback with Mark Torrillo, I think is their singer. I can't remember. I just outed myself for that. But anyway. Let's keep moving along here. Okay.
One of my favorite bands, Deftones, coming out with a new album, or at least hinting at it, in 2019. They kind of posted something to Instagram, just kind of vague booking or whatever, vague gramming. They just put a photo of their hometown of Sacramento with the hashtags 2019 and new music. So, yeah, they said that they have a handful of songs written.
Pretty self-explanatory.
With them in the rehearsal. So, honestly... Like many of the bands we've mentioned today, I think Deftones get better and better at each album, dude.
I think so. I really, really like that. Some of the newest Deftones is some of my favorite material they've ever done. So
nice.
All right. So this is one that I want to touch on before we jump on and go do our goddamn radio show.
Yeah.
And this is one that I knew it was going to be a big deal, but when I saw Kevin and Steve, the old Metal Shop hosts, both posting about it, I knew that, you know, it's something we needed to put a bit of a spotlight on. Eric Lindmark, the CEO of Unique Leader Records and founding guitar player of Deeds of Flesh, passed away this week at a very, very young age. Was he 48 years old here? After battling with sclerosis. So it's sad to see him go. One of you guys want to read this statement here? Or?
Yeah, I'll read it. Yeah, so it says, it was with great sadness that we must announce that our CEO and founder, Eric Lindmark, passed away today after battling with sclerosis. The indelible mark he has left on the death metal genre is monumental, both as a businessman and as a musician. After building the label from scratch with his Deeds bandmates, that's funny, Eric took a unique leader to a level he had never expected it, or the genre, to get to. During his time in the hospital, Eric was absolutely implicit with his instructions to staff to go full steam ahead with the label in his absence, which is exactly what we intend to do.
Good.
Which is awesome. That being said, we will not be releasing anything in January so that we can make the necessary adjustments and delegations within the company. Very smart. We would like to thank you all for your well wishes, support, and kindness toward Eric on socials and via private correspondence. There is a GoFundMe set up for Eric's daughter, Bella, 5, very sad, and his wife, link below, GoFundMe.com/Bella/Lindmark Fund. Rest in peace, Eric. You are a true warrior. This is hard, man, not only because Deeds of Flesh were an incredible death metal band, but Unique Leader consistently puts out some of the sickest death metal. Honestly, if you buy a Unique, there's not many labels these days where you can just like be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, basically subscribe to anything that this label comes out
and
with.
You know it's going to be good.
Unique Leader puts their stamp on it. It's f***ing brutal. Well, they don't put out much outside of brutal death metal.
21 years.
F***ing brutal.
They've been a label for 21 years. So if you listen to death metal, you have been influenced by a band on their roster.
Well, on top of that, Unique Leader doesn't just put out new death metal records either. Like occasionally, like one of my favorite death metal records of all time is Die from Belgium, which is like tiny death metal band, only put out one album and then immediately broke up. And Unique Leader just said, hey, this record's sick. We want to press it on vinyl. We're going to carry some merch and like support this band, even though they're not actively touring and promoting their own music, which is really sick because that tells me that the folks over at Unique Leader are doing this genuinely because they give a about the music.
Well, totally. get this like
totally
brief
financial thing.
This is just a piece of the bands that they've been doing. Aeon, Decrepit Birth, Fallujah, Gorod, Psychroptic, Rings of Saturn, Surruption, Spawn of Possession, Archaic, Alter Beast, Discarded, Ingested, Internal Bleeding, Pyrexia, The Zenith Passage, on and on.
So it is the first week here in Metal Shop of Death Metal December. Our way of combating all the Christmas music and the Santa babies you hear around. So on the show this week, we're going to have a special tribute to Eric from Deeds of Flesh. We're going to play some Deeds of Flesh, and then we're also going to feature a Unique Leader band for Brutal Poetry. So we just kind of wanted to do that. Eric, RIP, man. You're f***ing brutal, and you will be brutal in...
And your legacy lives on, man, and that's the most important part.
Keep it brutal in the afterlife. Guess what? Not only is Ryan the Beard hanging with us, but we also have a man by the name of Neil Limsang.
Yes.
Neil joined us here in studio. He's hanging out for the night. He's a rock photographer. He's a graphic artist. What would you say?
Graphic designer.
Graphic design.
Animator.
Animator. I don't want to sell you short, dude. But he's an incredible photographer, and he's also friend to many, many musicians across the world, and he's involved in an amazing effort to help fight Lou Gehrig's disease, aka ALS. Can you tell us about Rock Out ALS before you join us for the rest of the podcast?
Sounds great. Rock Out ALS, we're a local nonprofit here in Washington, but trying to get the reach a little bit broader with a lot of the artists that I've been friends with for a little while, and www.rockoutals.com is our website, and you can check it out, sign up, and we're going to be doing a big charity auction over the next year, and we have so many unique items that I've been able to collect from friends, and
it's
going to be
cool.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Is there any of the items in particular that like stand out to you that like, because like you said, you know a lot of people, I know you've amassed a few things.
Well, I have an autographed guitar from Alice in Chains.
Wow.
And I don't know how to do that one yet, but they gave me that. In Flames gave me an autographed Bjorn Gellot signature Gibson or Epiphone.
Right.
And that was great. I've got things signed by Alice Cooper's band and Alice Cooper himself.
Damn.
I have 3 of the big 4, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer, are on their last leg right now, too. So those items are pretty unique. Tom Mariah has a really cool guitar pick that he gave me to auction.
That's amazing.
Rock Out ALS, and he doesn't give those to anyone. So
yeah.
And he gave it specifically for the auction. So gonna do Slayer and the auction proud.
So question is, when's that going down, man? Like, what?
Well, I'm trying to prep it right now, and I'm hoping to get it started in the new year,
okay.
And then probably do it probably quarterly because I have so many really amazing items. So there's just too much to do in one spot and one shot. So I'm going to see how things go with the first one and then take it from there.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, I can't
I'm
wait.
So glad that you're doing that, man, because you're using your with great power comes great responsibility, sir.
Absolutely, man.
Rock superpowers.
It's good that you're using all your friendships for good.
Yeah, and everybody's been super cool about doing that, and then knowing that it's a personal thing for me, knowing that my father passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease, like, brings it to a different level for them to actually realize, like, it is personal and it's genuine and authentic. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be pretty cool.
That's cool, and I know a lot of people out there who might be even hearing this for the first time, maybe even discovering you for the first time, are saying, thank you. Thank you, Neil.
So thank you, guys.
So thank you for doing that, man. It's really, really cool. So
would you like to join us for the rest of the podcast?
Sounds like
fun. He's already right here.
We're almost done. But we got some new stories. Children of Bodom, the men from Finland.
The Finnish.
They announced a new album called Hexed. It's actually the album pre-orders will launch this Friday, December 7th. And it's called
Hexed.
It's actually pretty rad. It's a like kind of an old school painting take on their Reaper, and it looks really cool. It's like purple. I can't say much because they haven't released any songs yet. So it's like,
yeah.
What am I gonna do? Just like sit here and like critique the art on the album cover? I mean, I could, but no one wants to hear that.
We're talking about 2019 releases, March 8th. It'll be coming out.
That's true.
We're rolling the dice on hopefully a good Children of Bodom album.
Album cover looks hella doom. And complete left turn for that band.
Something I know you guys are going to be looking forward to is the new Overkill record coming out on February 22nd. The Wings of War. One of you guys are always talking about Overkill. I'm not a huge Overkill fan. I like seeing them live. But you guys are always preaching the Overkill gospel.
I do love the Overkill stuff. I mean, for one, great band. Two, old school that you need to be aware of. Third, the first Metal Shop show that we ever presented.
That's true.
Kevin, you and I.
Yeah.
I remember this to a T, March 2010. You and I walked up. It was Overkill and Power Glove.
Wow.
At El Corazon.
Yeah.
It was the first ever Metal Shop show under the Kevin and Ian
regime.
So, yes, I got a in the cockles of my heart. So, looking forward to that, man. February 22nd. You know we're going to be playing the shit of that.
Damn straight,
on
dude.
Metal Shop. So, look forward to that as well. So, let's see what else we got going on here. Hatebreed, 25th anniversary.
Motherfuckers, dude.
Not coming to Seattle.
Yet.
Spring 2019. So, let's talk about the lineup on this
Holy
tour.
Holy motherfucker.
We're talking Hatebreed, 25th anniversary, Obituary, Cro-Mags, Terror, Fit for an Autopsy, and for, you know, and whatever other local bands that get tossed.
And on special dates, Bleeding Through, Asesino, and Strife.
Asesino's playing?
And Strife.
That is a brutal lineup.
We're gonna have to do some traveling.
We need to at Jamie Jossa, at Hatebreed, get on this motherfucking Northwest 25th. Anniversary. You know what? The thing is these kind of tours, they always have several legs, dude.
Yes, they do. So,
and we see Neil. He's a man that knows his tours.
Yeah, look at him.
He
knows some
shit. He's nodding.
I know nothing.
Yeah, you.
You know a lot more than you
think.
That's
the smile of a man who knows everything.
You know, but that's a cool thing. Is
I'd like to see his inbox.
Anything, so
I know.
I don't know.
It's
anything.
Okay.
I'd like to
we
see that inbox.
We won't press you too hard. That said,
Let's
the
check
first
his text.
The first show is March 7th in San Diego.
We going?
And the second date is April 4th. So there's a big gap in there where they may or may not be swinging around the Northwest. I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah, we're gonna be turning Neil upside down by his ankles. I think is the
checking his text
today.
Make sure my phone is locked so you can't access
emails.
Anybody's numbers.
You can log into this email over here, buddy. Log into your MySpace.
Yes.
Let's read your MySpace info.
That might be post-dated, predated to this, but Misery Index got a new album coming out, Rituals of Power. We're talking about 2019 right here, man.
And yes.
I feel like this year, I don't know about you, Neil, I feel like this year kind of just flew right by me.
It's December, and I can't even imagine, like, where it went. There's so many crazy
shows. I've taken that lasted longer than this year.
Oh, really?
Amazing tours, impressive. Everything.
Impressive. And Neil was hanging out with us at Pain in the Grass.
Yeah, it was such a fun
day. And all those other shows, man.
Well,
so.
2 days.
Yes.
So March 8th, man, the new Misery Index. This album cover's f***ing sick looking. It looks like it's a bunch of skeletons in a graveyard. Sounds very metal, right? That's a generic ass f***ing way to describe that album cover, but it looks beautiful. Believe you me.
But you know what? You said f***, and that sounds hard.
It's their, okay, Jamie, hard. It's their sixth full-length studio album, again, Rituals of Power, out March 8th.
So Trivium, Matt Heafy is a friend of the show. We talked to him a bunch of times when Roadrunner Records hit their 25th anniversary. We were talking to him about that, and he really like laid the info out on all of that stuff. But Trivium taking parental leave here in 2019.
Matt Heafy, his wife Ashley, just brought she just brought two little babies into this world, and they
pending. They're on the way.
About no. to. That's
they're
why he left the tour.
Oven.
That's why he left the tour. So he's going to be a daddy for the first time and with twins. And that's a good reason to stop touring for a while.
But
Neil, you got some info on this?
I mean, Jared Dines jumped on some of
Jared
those
Dines
shows.
Jared Dines was on.
Yeah. Are you going to be a godfather?
Not me, but Jared Dines was on. He was great. Howard Jones did a killer job. And Johannes also took over. And then when I was in Anaheim with them, Brandon from Atreyu actually sang with him as well.
Are you serious?
So it was great. So I had a lot of fun with the guys, and it was pretty unique shows. So not seeing Matt was kind of bizarre, but everybody really stepped up and filled in and did a killer job. And if you saw those shows, they're special because they're never going to happen again.
Exactly. And that, I think that has a lot to do with it too. Like the fact that Matt acquiesced to allowing first of all, for the tour to continue, because clearly, like we all know, and you know, like anybody who understands what it's like to book a show, there's a lot of effort that goes into booking that. So you don't want to just, you know, cut the cord.
Months and months in advance.
Exactly.
So, like, it's really hard. And it's just like a lot of people are depending on the tour package as well as like the, not only the band, but the crews, everything
else.
The venue, everything. It's a lot just to cancel those shows. So
it was cool to see them continue on, man. Brandon from Atreyu, really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's cool, man.
Really, really good. He killed it.
All right, well, let's keep going with a couple of these
Announcements,
there's,
man.
There's another tour announcement, Cradle of Filth.
Yep, Cradle of Filth is coming through with Wednesday 13 and Raven Black. They just announced, and we're on the midst of getting tickets for KISW, a metal shop to give away. So it's March 12th at El Corazon. Ian, 12th. I know you'll be up front singing along.
I'll be meep, meep, meep. Yeah, Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, the 12th.
So that'll be a fun one. That'll be a cool show. And then, okay, so the one of the last, one of the final news stories this week.
So weird. You take this one, Ian.
I mean, dude, I don't really know how to go into this. Like, when we first started, because Kevin and I hosted a hardcore radio show for 6 or 7 years, you know, on and off in the meantime. But when we first got this job, you know, I was reading a lot about, you know, old school black metal history, death metal history, stuff like that. And learning about, you know, Per Olin dead from Mayhem. And, you know, one of the weirdest fucking news stories in all of heavy metal in general. When Per killed himself by blowing his head off with a shotgun.
The band put it on an album.
Yeah.
And so, Ryan owns that t-shirt.
Yeah.
Does he wear it?
No.
Well,
the actual story is
questionable.
He tried a knife first, but the knife was too dull, so he used a shotgun.
Oh my God.
But not before writing a note that said, the knife was dull, so I used a shotgun. Sorry for the mess.
Right. That's
so
grisly.
I mean, Euronymous has got his own story, clearly, which we can leave for a separate time. But when he was the one who discovered the scene,
And then he got killed by Varg.
Jesus Christ.
Insane.
Must be Norwegian.
Euronymous took the opportunity before he called the cops, before he did anything, to do a little photo shoot, which ended up on one of the Mayhem, you know, cover albums with Dead's head.
They're like, hey, what's the first thing we can do when our friend kills himself?
So
take a photo.
What he did is he took the photo and scooped up all of the skull fragments. He scooped up the fucking skull fragments,
made necklaces with it.
He made necklaces. He did this and that. And so what he did is he like assembled all of these skull fragments and then was like sending them out via mail. Because at the time,
it's your pre-order.
Like, you know,
because
we can talk about a different time in music just in general where, you know, we didn't have the internet. So people were doing tape trading. A lot of mail.
Skull trading. I was just going to say. Fragments of your friend.
Yeah. Fragment trading.
So he was sending out pieces of dead skull to people that he considered to be worthy, I guess, of having a piece of...
I'm not worthy.
Of his skull. So one of the famous letters that's popped up just this week, there's a piece of dead skull. Is it being auctioned off? Or being sold? I'm not sure if there's...
It already sold.
It just sold. You tell me what you know, because you clearly know more than I do.
I was just keeping an eye on the sale, because I wanted that. It sold for about just under $4,000.
Damn, Gene. That's an expensive-ass skull. Jesus.
But how do you know it's authentic?
I think that's what... What's that company, the Serial Killers Memorabilia Auction House, does? Is they authenticate everything. They do all the homework.
Dated.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Whatever's needed, they figure it out.
DNA test.
Yeah. So part of the letter that is being sold with the piece of the skull says, okay, at the end, because he's just like, hey, so here's what's going on with Mayhem. And then completely nonchalantly, at the end of the letter, he says, okay, that should be all. I'm enclosing a little piece of Dead's cranium in case you'd like to have it. Hear from you soon. Later.
You need a certificate of authenticity.
Brutal.
Jesus, man. So, yeah, he was just like, oh, okay, whatever. Here's a piece of dead skull. So that existed. Does it say who it went to? Probably some anonymous.
Ryan Schutte?
It went to. What's your social security number again?
We're not doing that.
I think he has an extra $4,000 around to buy a f***ing skull.
Nah, man. I mean, if I had liquid capital to, you know, to get that,
I mean,
I would have. Hell yeah, I would have.
Whatever. As if you,
I would have put that up on my wall.
All right. Well,
nice shadow box. And
hey, what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That'd be pretty cool.
I guess.
pretty gnar. Okay. That said, we're not going to let you out of Metal Shop's brutal poetry. I mean, sorry. I just tipped my hand.
Get yourself together, bitch.
I can't. I'm tired. So Metal Shop backstage pass. We enter the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Lounge, where tonight Kevin goes back to 2002 to the band Goratory. One of his favorite pro wrestlers of all time, Mr. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
This one's called The Wrath of Piper's Pit. Kevin, take it away.
A vicious cycle has been completed. A beast without mercy, faith, or reason. A nightmare born from the ring. The champion of brilliant slaughter. Roddy Piper became beast of this pit. His swinging fists split bloody lips. A glimpse of his madness could make Satan shit out of his fucking eyeballs. As he enters his pit, he wonders, who will make ends meet? What kind of a man will be tortured, torn apart, and beat? A maniac, drunk with power, and freer than God. Rises his fist to pulverize the weak into a pussing mess of bloody sh** and broken bones. The Piper turns into the ring into a display of gore, gushing force-driven brutality. The pit becomes a chamber for the destruction of human form. Leave the pit a crippled ass physically f***ed
unearthed by the genius of torture.
Give him some snaps. Snap him on out. Kevin, you're a sick bastard.
Crippled ass.
Neil.
That's so good.
Sorry.
So good.
Wow. Hey, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks, it's been a lot of fun, as always.
Rockoutals.com?
Yes.
Is that where is we can site. Find you?
Yeah, definitely check it out.
And so I'd really like to have you back again before your next auction. Also.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's do that for sure. And I got some materials for you. These guys might have some stuff for you, too. So.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, guys. Well, it's been Metal Shop. What were we at? 131 million f***ing episodes of this?
126.
Set? All right, cool. So
physically f***ed.
Crippled ass. All right.
Oh, Satan s***ed out his f***ing eyeballs.
All right. We appreciate you guys. And we'll catch you the next time around. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.